following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Hi, here we are. We've made it. We've arrived. What? This is Wilson Wednesdays, and we are here, and we've got something exciting to tell you. These are coming out soon. Look at how the credits roll up. These are coming out, and they're going to be in our neighborhood soon. And you can see that on Christmas Eve, which is December 24th, we are going to have 2, 4, 6, 10 services. 2, 4, 6, 10 are the services on Christmas. And you, we should have done numbers. 8.
I know.
Because it would have been 2, 4, 6.
But you got to eat dinner at some point.
Who do we appreciate? 8. 8, 2, 4, 6, 10. Let's do it all again. All right. Anyways, so what I thought we would do just real quick this morning is go over, or I don't know when you're watching this, so maybe it's not the morning for you, but it is for us.
Yeah.
It's morning time. And I thought we would just quickly hit on the theme for this Christmas, which is not on here. Wonder. It's wonder. And the women are doing a luncheon.
Call, and the theme is Star of Wonder.
Star of Wonder. Yeah. And our message series throughout the month of December will be on wonder. And it's going to be focused around reestablishing wonder, awe and wonder in our lives again towards God. And sometimes I think we lose sight of who He is, that He is a God of wonder. I mean, you think about what God does in all of creation, and He is a God who is worthy of our praise and our awe and our wonder. And so there's a passage I thought I'd just read this morning with you, and I think it's one of those that draws out just who He is. And it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works." And just pondering on that, Lord, the things that you've done in creation. And as we look at the human body and we look at just how you've created us, Lord, you've created the universe and you've created each individual human being. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book were written the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. In other words, you've ordered my steps. You're all-knowing, your sovereignty. God, you are incredible. You're wonderful. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And it goes on, and it's incredible. But I think one of the things that we would want to capture, and maybe we'll work on as we start off that series, is just talking about how wonderful God is, to the point of being the author of life, and yet He still thinks about us. As many thoughts as the sand on the seashore. And that's pretty wonderful. And in some ways, inside of us, that should do something. Like, that should move us in a certain direction. Like, we should be in awe and wonder of a God who can do all that and yet still thinks about us and cares for us and orders our steps. And so we're going to focus on that in our Christmas season, which these are the Christmas Eve services. But I will just tell you, if you go to our website, you will see that we are doing a lot of things, including a family service coming up this Christmas during December, and a luncheon, and we got a Christmas cantata singing. We have that. So I would just say there's a lot of stuff going on in Christmas, and come join the family, come be a part of it, invite people to come and be a part of it, and we will see you then. Lots of words from you today.
I know.
Today.
Wow,
you are just really talkative today.
The supportive role.
Right.
As you read Psalm 139, verse 14 and
yes.
on.
Yes, I did. All right. Well, we'll see you next Wilson Wednesday.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-815-7000. 891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.